150 years ago, a mild-mannered insurance man was born in a small Connecticut town. On nights and weekends, he composed music. Most of the music Charles Ives composed went unperformed in his lifetime. After he died in 1954, his reputation grew as America's first truly original composer. To mark the anniversary, pianist Jeremy Denk releases the album Ives Denk with violinist Stefan Jakiv. And our reviewer, NPR's Tom Heisiga, has been listening.
Charles Ives was a free thinker, and his wildest ideas were inherited from his father, a musical jack of all trades, who once told his son if he knew how to write a fugue the right way, he should also try the wrong way. Indeed, much of Ives' music sounds like the wrong way. Take this passage from the second violin sonata, where the hymn Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing barges in, ecstatic, over a piano gone bonkers. Ives was obsessed with all the music around him. You never know when a church hymn, circus march, or parlor song might weasel its way into a piece, or ragtime. In the ramshackle middle movement of the third violin sonata, you can hear Ives tinkering with the music, as if he's trying out ideas on the spot. There's a kind of freewheeling, watch-me-build-it swagger in Ives' music that sounds unmistakably American and surprisingly contemporary today. Jeremy Denk, in his perceptive liner notes for this new album, sums up Ives for us in 2024, saying that he's, quote, optimistic but always messy, always falling apart at the seams. His music suggests America will just have to muddle through and wrestle with its own failure. Beside the four violin sonatas, the album includes the two enormous piano sonatas. The first dates from around 1915 and starts out innocent, almost like Brahms. But some 25 minutes later, just before the ominous final movement, the hymn Bringing in the Sheaves turns up, belligerent and broken. Ives believed in the utopian possibilities of music, so it's no surprise that his Piano Sonata No. 2 is inspired by American transcendentalists. It's a mammoth, all-encompassing work, separate portraits of Emerson, Thoreau, Hawthorne, and the Alcotts. Yet common threads are woven through. Right off the bat, there's a nod to Beethoven's Fifth. Hear it low in the left hand. That da-da-da-da Beethoven theme evolves into some of Ives' most tender music. These performances are both delicate and muscular, like Ives' music, filled with contradictions, failure, grace, and vision. Sesquicentennial or not, this bold anniversary album is worth hearing and thinking about, especially during an election season fraught with conflicting views of what it means to be an American.
The album is Ives Denk. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisiga.